بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the review on the creed, and we have reached the following question. The question is, what are the conditions of the testimony that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, such that if absent they would not benefit the person who may utter it? The answer is, the conditions are seven. The conditions are seven. The first is knowledge of its meaning, affirming what it affirms and negating what it negates. What we are talking about is the testimony of La ilaha illallah, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. The first condition is knowledge of its meaning, affirming what it affirms and negating what it negates. And it affirms that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and it negates anything and or anyone that is worshipped besides or to the exclusion of Allah. And the evidence in this is in the Quran. In Surah Muhammad, verse 19, Allah the Most High said, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. So know that there is no true God except Allah, and ask forgiveness for your sin. The second condition, or before that, we can give the saying of the Prophet ﷺ when he said, whoever dies knowing that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah shall enter paradise. And this is reported in Sahih Muslim. I repeat it. The Prophet ﷺ, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ stated, whoever dies knowing that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah shall enter paradise. And it's supported in Muslim. Because, and everyone who testifies to something, he must know what he is testifying. No. The second condition is al-yaqeen, istiqanu al-qalbi biha, is certainty. And this is against doubt and uncertainty. It is against doubt and uncertainty. So the believer asserts in his heart with certainty the truth concerning the shahada, the testimony that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. And there should be no wavering or doubt concerning this testimony. As Allah the Most High stated in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 15, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا إلى قوله تعالى أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Only those are the believers who have believed in Allah and His Messenger, and afterward doubt not, but strive with their wealth and their lives for the cause of Allah. Those are the truthful ones. And also the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith which is reported in Sahih Muslim, no one meets Allah with the testimony that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and I am the Messenger of Allah, and he has no doubt about this statement, except that he will enter paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are firm on this testimony. The third condition is compliance and submission to it. Submission and compliance, which is in Arabic, al-inqiyad, this requires outward and inward submission and compliance in the heart and on the tongue and on body parts. قال الله تعالى in Surah Luqman chapter 31 verse 22 وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. This is the evidence. And whosoever submits his face to Allah, meaning worships Allah alone, while he is a good doer, muhsin, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold, and to Allah return all matters for decision. And the Prophet ﷺ said, none of you will truly believe until his desire is in accordance with that which I have brought. The next condition, which is the fourth one, is القبول لها فلا يرد شيئا من لوازمها ومقتضياتها. Is acceptance of it. It does not reject any of what it entails or any of that which it necessitates. So he accepts the shahada and its implications. And the evidence is in Surah As-Saffat. Surah As-Saffat, verses 22-36. But we will take the beginning and the end. قال الله تعالى احشروا الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون. Till the saying of Allah, إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون ويقولون أئنا لتاركوا آلهتنا لشاعر مجنون. It will be said to the angels, assemble those who did wrong together with their companions from the devils and what they used to worship instead of Allah, and lead them onto the way of flaming fire. Until Allah stated at the end, إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون. Verse 36. Truly, when it was said to them, لا إله إلا الله, mean this shahada, this testimony, لا إله إلا الله, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, they puffed themselves up with pride. This is against acceptance. You see that? This is against acceptance. This contradicts the testimony if there is false pride. And they said, are we going to abandon our gods for the sake of a mad poet? That's what they called the Prophet ﷺ. And from this is to believe in part of the revelation and to reject others. As Allah stated in Surah Al-Baqarah 285. Then do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest? Then what is the recompense of those who do so among you except disgrace in the life of this world, and on the day of resurrection they shall be consigned to the most grievous torment, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. The fifth condition is al-ikhlas. Al-ikhlas, which is sincerity. That is, when the testimony is made, then the person should do this solely for the sake of Allah, not for any other reason or for someone other than Allah's sake. And sincerity opposes shirk, ascribing partners with Allah in worship. And the evidence is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Az-Zumar 39:3. قال الله تعالى أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Surely the religion is worship and obedience is for Allah only. You see that? For Allah only. In 39:2, the same surah, Allah says, فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. So worship Allah alone by doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake only. Not to show off. And not to set up rivals with Him in worship. So the one who says La ilaha illallah and enters the faith of Islam, they must worship Allah by doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake, and not to show off, and not to set up rivals with Allah in worship. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has forbidden for the hellfire anyone who says La ilaha illallah and say so desiring the face of Allah. And this is in Sahih Muslim. And the next, the sixth condition is الصدق من صميم القلب لا باللسان فقط. الصدق, truthfulness from the heart, not by just tongue. And this is in opposition to hypocrisy and falsehood. That is, we say it and we truly believe in it and we say it with truthfulness. We mean what we say. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or before that, we say the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut 29:1-3. قال الله تعالى ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. And we indeed tested those who were before them, and Allah will certainly make it known the truth of those who are true, and will certainly make it known the falsehood of those who are liars. Although Allah knows all that before putting them to test. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما من أحد يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله صدقا من قلبه إلا حرمه الله على النار. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one bears testimony that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, sincerely from his heart and truly from his heart, except that Allah makes hellfire forbidden for him. And the next condition is, the seventh is, loving it. Loving the Shahada and its people. Loving the Shahada, the testimony and its people, and allegiance to it, and against those who, allegiance for its sake. And the evidence for this, which is al-mahabba, loving the Shahada and its meaning, and being happy with it, and giving allegiance to its people, and disassociating based on the love of it. قال الله تعالى in سورة المائدة chapter 5 verse 54 يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه. Oh, you believe, whoever from among you turns back from their religion, Allah will bring a people whom he will love and they will love him. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned in the hadith, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. And in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 24. Say, if your fathers or your sons or your brethren or your wives or your tribe your kindred, the wealth that you have gained, the commerce in which you fear a decline, and the dwellings in which you delight are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving hard and fighting in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decision, His torment. And Allah guides not the people who are fasiqeen, rebellious and disobedient to Him. And then the Prophet ﷺ saying, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِي three characteristics if existed in a person, then he will taste the sweetness of faith. And then the first of them is that he loves Allah and His Messenger more than he loves anyone else. And that he loves the person, loving him only for Allah's sake. And he hates to return to the state of disbelief after Allah saved him from him, as he hates to be thrown and casted in hell. These are the conditions and their evidences, and remains the evidence concerning the allegiance. Allah mentioned this in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:51 and 55. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِلَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh, you believe, take not the Jews and the Christians as awliya, protectors and helpers, but they are but awliya, protectors and helpers to one another. And if any amongst you takes them as awliya, wholehearted protectors, helpers, then surely he is one of them. Verily Allah guides not those people who are zalimeen, polytheists, oppressors, unjust and wrongdoers. And in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verses 23-24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا آبَاءَكُمْ وَإِخْوَانَكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنْ اسْتَحَبُّوا الْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. Oh, you believe, take not for awliya, protectors and helpers, your fathers and your brothers, if they prefer disbelief to belief. And whoever of you does this, so he is one of the zalimeen. And Surah Al-Mujadila, verse 22, قال الله تعالى لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. You will not find any people who believe in Allah and the last day making friendship, wholehearted friendship, with those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, even though they were their fathers or their sons or their brothers or their kindred. And many other verses to this. No, that's wrong, yeah. That's why when you see in the translation of the meaning, I made it clear to you. Wholehearted friends. There is difference between these two situations. No.